man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women, more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Oh, I do this so often. I was enjoying the music. I am sorry. This is your host, James Kelso, and I'm not supposed to listen to all the music. I'm supposed to say something. Here I am. Hello. It's February 10th, 2020, and we have much to enjoy here tonight, so glad you were able to tune us in here for the next 60 minutes. You can call in during this show at 800-313-9443. Boy, I'm starting to sound like Joe Biden. 800-313-9443. And so... please avail yourself of that if you like, and see what else. The show is live, of course, that's always self-evident. And the name of the show, The Trump Phenomenon. So The Trump Phenomenon was in Manchester, New Hampshire tonight. It just concluded, the Trump rally there in Manchester, screaming, 10,000 roaring, deliriously happy Trump supporters, just like you out there in radio land. So we'll listen to a little bit of that commotion tonight. Then the late tonight, at midnight, in fact, midnight Eastern time, I think, the first precincts from New Hampshire report their vote. You know, they arrange to do this, like if they have 8 or 10 people at the precinct vote there for the primary, they all agree to show up at midnight with their votes all ready. And then when everybody in the precinct has voted, they can close the poll and say and announce the results. So they compete to do this. Kind of fun. That's a good sport. So we'll have the first results at midnight tonight. Of course, our show will be closed. This show will be closed out. But we'll come back to you tomorrow with the results of the New Hampshire primary. It's going to be fascinating. As we speak right now, it appears Buttigieg, however the hell he pronounces his name, and Bernie Sanders appear to be fighting it out for who will win. And then the question is, who's going to be in third? Is it going to be? And I guess these are the three candidates who could be in third. Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, or Amy Klobuchar. That's who's going to be in third. Then, of course, the ghost candidate who's not on the ballot in New Hampshire is Mike Bloomberg. And so put him in there, factor him in. And what we're looking at is we're looking at a real train wreck for the demon rats. But we'll come back to you tomorrow. Of course, we'll have the result. But let's listen to the real fun of the night, which was there in Manchester, the Southern New Hampshire University Arena. Now listen to the president. Let him say it. He says it so much better than I can ever say it. USA.
Hello, Manchester, and I am thrilled to be in the great state of New Hampshire with thousands of hardworking patriots who believe in God, family, and country. Thank you, thank you. And I'll tell you what, we have more in this arena, and I hate to say this to you, we have more than this outside of the arena trying to get in. So if you'd like to give up your seat or where you're standing, sorry we couldn't get you seats. But if you want to give it up, let them come in, you go out. Does anybody want to make that deal? I don't think so. But we have more in this arena and outside of this arena than all of the other candidates, meaning the Democrats, put together and multiplied times 5.
That's correct. Joe Biden had a...
And the fake news, these guys will never report that. They'll never report that.
Biden had 100 people today.
They don't even like showing the crowd. They always show my face. They never show the crowd. But you know what? The people can hear the crowd. The people can hear the crowd. They know.
So true. Oh, God, they're going wild.
That is not the sound of 200 people. One of their prime candidates today, they worked a big deal. They had exactly 104 people. And the fake news said it was a nice crowd, very nice.
That was Joe Biden.
If I had one empty seat here, one empty seat in this massive arena, they'd say he didn't sell out. But you know what? We have never had an empty seat from the day your future first lady and I came down the escalator. Never. No
way. Isn't that beautiful?
We have the biggest arenas in the country. With your help on November 3rd, we are going to defeat the radical socialist Democrats. We are going to win New Hampshire in a landslide. This is a truly incredible time for America. We have the best economy we've ever had. The most prosperity. We have got the most prosperity we've ever had. By the way, we're going to keep it that way, too. It's okay.
Now he'll start, you know, going through the incredible bounty of achievements of these first 3 years. And the, you know, at, towards the end of this speech, he has a line there. Let's see what my notes. I couldn't write fast enough. But he said, I love the motto of this state, live free or die. And then he says, he talks about our great ancestors who fought the battles, he says, and did all the other things, you know, cleared the forests and farmed the land and built the country, and the great New Hampshire patriots. And I found out today, reading up on New Hampshire, partly I remembered, but also I found out some more today about my own ancestors. I have an ancestor in New Hampshire, and that ancestor is, let me find him here. Where is my New Hampshire ancestor? Captain William Wentworth. Captain William Wentworth. And he, here's what he did. The president said that these patriot New Hampshire pioneers fought the battles for us. When my ancestor, he's my ninth great grandfather. So his blood flows in my veins. You'll find it here in a second for you. But he's my grandfather. When he was 73 years old, 2 years older than I am, he was in one of five garrisons in, and I don't even know how to pronounce it here, it's a place in New Hampshire called either Cochecho or Cochecho, C-O-C-H-E-C-H-O. On June 27th, 1689, 7 years before he died at age 80, he was in one of five garrisons that the pioneers had set up. The natives were, the Indians were threatening the pioneers. And what they did was they sent two Indian women to each garrison that day, June 27th, saying, could we please sleep by the fire in the garrison? It's, even though it's June, it's not cold, but could we please sleep by the fire? We're cold. And the pioneer people, you know, naive, the way we still are, they said, sure, come on in, bring your blankets and come on and sleep by the fire. Well, when the pioneers went to sleep, in four of the garrisons, they opened the doors. They got into four of them, and two in each garrison. They opened the doors and let in their marauding tribesmen, who then proceeded to slaughter in their sleep our ancestors. This is called the Cochecho or Cochecho Massacre of June 27th and 28th, 1689. But they didn't have those two women in my ancestor's Garrison. He held the door shut at age 73 as the Indians were trying to get in to scalp and slaughter the men, women, and children inside. He held the door shut. Two bullets went right by him through the door, but didn't hit him. And he held it long enough for help to arrive. And in that particular, that was the first battle of what was called King William's War, otherwise also called the Second Indian War. And the 23 of the of our pioneer ancestors were killed, 29 were captured. Anyway, that was my great-grandfather, great-great-great, I think ninth, Captain William Wentworth. Isn't that cool? Anyway, so now let's go back to the president. So I'm in New Hampshire, a New Hampshireite. And my answer, he was going to live free or die. Here comes the president again.
And we've just built the most powerful military anywhere in the world. It was totally depleted. Now it has all brand new jets. It's got brand new missiles and rockets and everything you can imagine. And if it hasn't been shipped yet, it's going to be shipped soon. On Tuesday, I delivered my address on the State of the Union.
Greatest speech ever given.
And I had somebody behind me who was mumbling terribly, mumbling. Wow, wow, oh, wow. He was mumbling.
Oh, isn't this great? And of course, who's that that was directly behind him? He couldn't see her in her white pantsuit, who was behind him mumbling. And she was. You could see her adjusting her teeth and mumbling. It was Nancy Pelosi. Speaker of the House, and of course the president is speaking in the chamber of the House of Representatives, joining him there, all the senators, the Supreme Court members, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, etc., his cabinet. But she is making snide comments throughout the speech, and she's also playing. She's got the president, when he came in, he handed her the inscribed official text of his speech, an official U.S. government document signed, hand signed by the president, handed to her in a leather folder. That's an official document of the United States government. Destroying it is a felony. Well, of course, we all know the rest of the story, so let's let the president tell it, though.
Very distracting.
Oh, God. Lock her up. Now, folks, remember, of course, lock her up was coined in the 2016 campaign relative to Nancy, or to Hillary. But the crowd has now, this is the first time this has been chanted. So you're hearing history here. Lock her up. Apply to Nancy Pelosi. This is a felony. It's not a misdemeanor. Tearing up that federal document. It's a felony. Lock her up.
No, it's very distracting. I'm speaking and a woman is mumbling terribly behind me, angry. There was a little anger back there. We're the ones should be angry.
Nice. We're the ones who should be angry. He gets it all.
Not them. We're the ones that should be angry. But we proudly declare that we are in the midst of the great American comeback. Our country is stronger today than ever before.
And remember, that was the title of a State of the Union address, The Great American Comeback. I like that. And, you know, one of the things Donald Trump wrote about before his political life was the art. He wrote The Art of the Deal. He also wrote, I believe, another thing called The Art of the Comeback. And this is the greatest of all comebacks. Ours.
And the day after my address, our good Republicans in the United States Senate voted to reject the outrageous partisan impeachment hoax and to issue a full, complete, and absolute total acquittal. And it wasn't even close. And I want to thank our Republican senators and our Republican House members. They were tremendous. In the House, we won 196-0, and then we got three Democrats. And in the Senate, other than Romney, we had...
Oh, music!
We got 52-0. 52-0.
Now, imagine Mitt Romney, you know, wherever he is. He's, you know... He's got to listen to this. That crowd, just at the mention of his name, and just call him Romney. Don't even put a first name on it. Romney. We had all the votes except Romney. And then the crowd, every man and woman and child boos lustily. I mean, would you say that guy's political career is over unless he wants to be a Democrat? And the Democrats will never accept him.
That's something. And in one case, we got 53-0, but I don't even count that, to be honest with you. The radical left's pathetic partisan crusade has completely failed and utterly backfired with 18 votes. Think of that, 18 votes to spare, with a lot of votes to spare. And also, very importantly, as of...
He's referring to the fact that it required 67 votes to impeach. They fell 18 short of that.
Today, we're all in this together.
We're all in this together.
We have the highest poll numbers that we have ever had. Thank you, Nancy, very much. Thank you. While the extreme left has been wasting his time with his vile hoax, we've been killing terrorists, creating jobs, raising wages, enacting fair trade deals, securing our borders, and lifting up citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. From our rural communities to our cities, we are expanding the blessings of America to all of our citizens. We added another 225,000 new jobs last month alone. Amazing.
You know, in the midst of global warming, can you believe that? 225,000 new jobs added, even though we were enduring the incredible cold of global warming in January. Did you feel, wherever you are in America, did you feel the global warming in your area? We felt it here in North Dakota. Boy, our asses were globally warmed up here in North Dakota. Minus 28, you know, 40-mile-an-hour wind. That felt like global warming to me. Your spit would be frozen before it hit the ground if you were stupid enough to try to spit. Don't grab onto your door handle with a bare hand. That's global warming for you. Ah, this is just beautiful. This happened today in New Hampshire. And just concluded before we go airtime today. And with tomorrow and tomorrow's show, don't miss tomorrow's show. We'll have the results from the dumpster fire. And it does appear. I mean, think about it. What does it look like? I keep forgetting the date, but their convention is, I think, July 14th, something like that, close to that. Give me a break. So let's just call it mid-July. is there. And we're here halfway through February. So they've got February to March, April, May, June, July. They've got 5 months. About 150 days until their convention. But they're not going to have doesn't appear that they're going to have a candidate. And it gets better for us and worse for them. They're hating themselves. They're hating each other. They're in a circular firing squad. They're shafting Bernie Sanders again, deja vu, all over again. And the Bernie bros are getting pissed. And if they get shoved out, let's look at the way it goes here. If at the convention in Milwaukee, and Milwaukee has a pretty stout history of left-wing radicals there in Milwaukee. If the left-wing radicals are shut out in Milwaukee in July, do you think they're going to just take it in the teeth for a second time? Remember, Hillary admitted, she didn't actually admit, but her flunkies, her lieutenants admitted that they shafted Bernie Sanders in 2016. Are they going to just take it in the shorts? No, they're not. So that's in July. So there's going to be hell to pay in July. Now, from that day until the general election, that's, let's see, July to July, August, September, October, November. 3.5 months. 3.5 months. That's a twinkling. That's nothing. There's going to be bad blood. That isn't going to settle down. They're going to come into the November 8th, third election, still having a circular firing squad, still fighting amongst themselves. That's if they push Bernie out. Okay? Suppose they don't push Bernie out. Suppose Bernie wins tomorrow in New Hampshire, as he won. He won in Iowa. He had 6,000, he says, and I think he's being truthful, 6,000 more votes total than Buttigieg. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Either way you slice it, Bernie pushed out, we win. Bernie on the ticket, we win. I love it. Donald Trump couldn't lose to Bernie Sanders if he tried. So that's just some of the fun that we have in store for us. Mike Bloomberg is appearing with, I mean, this is unprecedented. This is unheard of. Can you imagine the fun that Donald Trump is going to have with Mike Bloomberg, who's going to be spending $1 billion. $1 billion. Are you kidding? This show should be hosted by Rod Serling. This is Twilight Zone. $1 billion. The American public's going to swallow that? And the guy appeared out of nowhere and then pushes everybody else. You know, if they go with Bloomberg. So let's go back to our scenario. If Sanders gets pushed aside, who will it be? Bloomberg? The billionaire guy? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior
started taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's
that sound? Hey, we're back. And the, where was we? Yeah, I just went downstairs to get my copy of Triggered, Donald Trump Jr.'s new book. He is brilliant, brilliant book. You know, when I'm dreaming at night, I think of myself as a brilliant author, a great writer, powerful thinker. But I don't have any book in print. It's not easy to write a good book. I've edited other people's books, but I don't have a book in print. I hope before my time is done to remedy that. But I can tell you, you obviously know yourself, it's not easy to write a book. It's really hard to write a good book. Donald Trump Jr. has written a very good book, Triggered, right here on my table. And I also brought up with me another good book that I got more recently, Profiles in Corruption by another great writer, Peter Schweitzer. But now let's go back to our first author here, Donald Trump Jr. One of the things that happened that was beautiful at tonight's rally, listen up, listen to this. The president is getting the crowd to cheer for various people in the audience, like Rand Paul is in the audience. Hey, nice. And the vice president who introduced the president, Mike Pence, and so on. But listen to this next clip here from our president. You're going to like this. And the number, you're going to hear the crowd chanting something, and I'll kind of give the game away here. The crowd chants 46, 46, 46. You figure it out. Here it is.
And also with us are warrior senators, the two people that wanted to be here. They're going to be here tomorrow. They're going to be here to get out the vote. I don't think we have to worry too much. Senators Lynn.
Now we'll get through that. He's going to give another credit here. I thought we were going to hear the one I was trying to get. I'm not perfectly organized.
Great
here.
Guys. Warriors. They're warriors.
Okay, here he comes, I hope.
Hey, Lindsey and Rand, that's great, right? That's not bad. But they have been great. All they do is they looked at everybody for the... But I want to thank you both very much.
Come on, let's hear this.
Man, one. Look at all that television back there. Whoa. That's bigger than those terrible Academy Awards, I gotta tell you. That used to be. Used to be big, not so much anymore. A friend of mine, another great leader and somebody that's going... Kevin McCarthy.
Okay, so he's going through his list. Well, I don't have the clip for you.
Oh,
so
well, that'd be nice.
It'd be nice if I had the clip organized. I thought I had it. Anyway, he says, how about Don Jr.? He spoke to you tonight. And the crowd broke into, you know, they broke spontaneously. You heard it tonight, history, for the first time, lock her up on Nancy Pelosi. But they are now, they have a new chant. And this is, you know, we're a living, breathing, fire-breathing creature. We folks of the Trump movement. And so we do things. So tonight they also, it's not the first time, but they've got this chant now. We have this chant, 46. Or what is it referring to? The 2024 election, November of 2024, who will be the candidate to replace the departing president, Donald Trump Sr.? Well, hey, how about Donald Trump Jr.? Doesn't have to be Mike Pence. Yes, that's the common procedure, is to take the vice president of the sitting president and give him a shot. That's the usual course of things, but nothing, it's not baked in the cake, doesn't have to be. And polling taken in the last couple of weeks shows that a third of Republicans right now think, hey, my pick is Don Jr. That's a third. He hasn't even said a peep about running. It's barely even been broached as a subject. In other words, spontaneously, we patriots, reading his book, listening to him talk, watching his ability to handle pressure on TV, we're saying, hey, that guy looks like a president to me. And son of a gun, Donald John Trump Jr. Isn't that beautiful? The exact, completely same name. And of course, peas in a pod, joined at the hip, father and son. A perfect follow-on to Donald Trump Sr. And he's a good age. I've forgotten his age, but he's not too young at all. Nobody can complain about that. He's just the right age, actually. And experience? Oh, yeah, plenty of experience. He will have had the greatest training imaginable for President of the United States. He will have sat at the elbow of our greatest president for 9 full years, 1 year of campaigning, 8 years of governing. He will have been in the innermost council of our president for that entire 9 years. Being elected as a U.S. senator or a congressman, or in the case of Butt Judge, a mayor, pales in comparison as training. This is the kind of training nobody can get. So will he be ready for the presidency? Will he know the ropes? Will he know who's who? Will he know who's the backstabber and who's genuine? Will he know the daily procedures of being president? I mean, you can't imagine a better apprenticeship. Pardon the pun, Mr. President, creator of The Apprentice. Your greatest apprentice, your son, bearing your full name. Perfect. So that'll be one heck of a candidate. I think that's going to be our candidate in November of 20. I think he's going to be my choice. But anyway, that was exciting tonight. The crowd chanting. I mean, they're already chanting just at the mention of Don Jr.'s name. A crowd of 10,000 people just spontaneously breaks out to do 46, 46. And there we go.
To have Kevin a pro, you'll see things get done like you took a bullet. He got shot.
He's talking about Steve Scalise.
His wife, she was crying. So why do you say that? His wife was dead, tough as hell, in shape.
So there's an applause for Steve Scalise. Republican whip. Is he the whip?
A lot of guts. Congressman, thank you. And representatives
Mark Meadows, Matt Gaetz.
Johnson, great lawyer. Pence, the brother of Mark.
Okay, Mike Pence's brother is a congressman.
And thanks also to New Hampshire Senate Republican leader.
Okay, goes
a great cop.
I'm going to skip through this.
Corey, you just. Oh, boy, if we could get him to run for Senate, he would win so easily.
Lewandowski.
Who loves his state a lot. Great job. I'm just house.
I'm trying
the
to
man
get
who's
to
been with us right from coming up 18. And we won. We had a tremendous New Hampshire.
Well, I apologize, folks. I
Ball
apologize.
The sorrow.
What I'm doing to you.
Being.
Oh, well. Okay, I'll
also
give up.
Also a woman that. Not
I'll give up. Take my word for it. I just wanted you to hear the cheers, the actual cheers. Now let's take a look at the news here. Breitbart, of course, is covering this speech. They're loving every second of it. Here they cover it. They say, chant of 46, 46 when Don Jr. takes the stage. There's a great headline. Here, and I'll read you the article. Supporters signaled their support for Donald Trump Jr. on Monday as the future president of the United States during a campaign in New Hampshire rally. After Trump called up his son to the stage, the crowd chanted 46, 46, 46, indicating that they wanted him to be the next president after Donald Trump, the 45th president. And then he says, they're great. They're good kids, he said of his kids. They went through a lot with this hoax. Trump praised Trump Jr.'s earlier speech at the rally, as well as a rally speech by somebody else. Oh, here it was. He says, did Don Jr. make a good speech? Trump asked as the crowd cheered. And then they cheered 46, 46. Trump Jr. has spent a lot of time traveling the country in 2020, campaigning for his father's reelection and defending the president on television. He has. He's been on hundreds of shows. An Axios poll in December showed that 29% of Republicans like Donald Trump Jr. for president. He hasn't even floated the idea. So I think it's gonna happen. Let's go back to Breitbart again. What are they featuring? Supporters shout, lock her up, after Trump mocks a mumbling Nancy Pelosi. I love that. Let's see, what else do they do? They do Attorney General Bill Barr files lawsuits against sanctuary politicians in New Jersey and in Washington. I'm liking that. And a poll. Oh, here's a new poll. Now, these polls, of course, you have to consider the source. These are generally not put out by patriot organizations. Polls can be used, can be falsified. But former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has surpassed Senator Elizabeth Warren and sits in third place nationally, a Quinnipiac University poll released Monday showed. They are showing Bernie Sanders of Vermont, first place, 25%. Wait a minute. Here it is. Sorry. Yeah, Bernie Sanders, first place, 25%. Joe Biden, second place, 17%. Michael Bloomberg, third place, 15%. This is a national poll. Pocahontas Warren, fourth place, 14%. Peter Buttigieg, fifth place, 10%. Amy Klobuchar, sixth place, 4%. Everyone else, 2% or less. Now, I'm liking that poll a lot. I hope that poll is accurate. I couldn't write it any better. I couldn't make up a dream poll better than that. I like Klobuchar way down at 4%. She has some sneaky ability to fool a number of American people into thinking she's something other than what she is. So she's has a great deceptive power there. Sanders, nobody's going to be fooled about him. 25%. Biden, guy has brain damage. Bloomberg is something of a threat. In third place at 15%. But Tucker Carlson talked about it tonight. He said, what does this boil down to right now? He says, it looks like this is boiling down. He says, it looks like Warren is going to collapse. She's not going to go anywhere. He says, his feeling is it's going to be a showdown between Sanders in the convention in July and Bloomberg. Oh my gosh, what a Donnybrook that will be. What a food cafeteria food fight that's going to be. Sanders versus Bloomberg. And coming out of that fight, it'll be a bitter fight. I don't think whoever prevails in that fight, Sanders or Bloomberg, is going to be able to give the acceptance speech. Remember, that's how these things are all done. The final moments of the convention is always the candidate accepting the nomination with a great, you know, rallying, you know, let us all hold hands, look into the eyes of the person next to you and give them a big French kiss and give them a long embrace. Remember, this is a Democrat, a demon rat convention. Clutch the person next to you and let us all feel the love and let us now go forth and destroy the patriots. But it's not going to be that way. They're not going to feel the love. They're going to be very divided when they leave the convention and have only 3.5 months to get it together to beat our man. I'm liking those odds. I'm liking the look of that. I'm liking how that plays out in the House. Nancy Pelosi's ripping up of the speech will be played right now, I believe, the YouTube video that the Donald has retweeted has, as of like earlier today, 65 million views. Everybody's seeing this tweet of her ripping up. And this is just one of the many versions of that video. So this February poll on Quinnipiac shows a significant change from the January poll, where Biden led with 26%. He's down to 17. Sanders was at 21. He's now up to 25. Warren had 21%. She's now down to 14. She's dropping like a rock dropped off of the top of the Kremlin when Stalin was the general secretary. From 21 to 14 in 1 month, Pocahontas is going down like a tomahawk thrown off the top of the Kremlin. We'll be right back with our last segment. If you want to call in, give it a swing with your tomahawk. See you right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I just saw some thrilling, as we go into our last segment here, this is thrilling stuff. Isn't it fun to be alive right now? It's amazing. You know, you have a chance, we all have a chance to really make a difference. It's as if we were alive on the morning of Concord in Lexington, you know, and we lived, my ancestors did actually, in Concord and Lexington on that morning. One of them died, actually. What an exciting time to make a difference. the Michael Bloomberg, look at this. I'm going to go to the polling numbers here, the Quinnipiac poll. I'm interested in this national poll more than the New Hampshire local poll tonight. Klobuchar looks as if she might do much better than the national average in this election tonight. But look at this. Look what's happened here in just the last, you know, very short time. Joe Biden, remember he was the presumptive favorite. He had numbers like, here, this is the number of Democrats who intended to vote for Joe Biden. In July of last year, it was 51%. And that changed very little. August, 49. October, 48. November, 46. December, 44. Still about the same number. In January, 44% of Democrats intended to vote for Joe Biden. But look what happened. In 1 month, his support went from 44 to the present 27. Ooh-wee. That's bad. Now, let's look at some of the others. Sanders, his support has been going up. In November, his support was 10% of Democrats. December, it was 15. January, it was 19. This month, 24. Statistically tied with Biden. Warren, precipitously declining from October. Last October, 21%. Three times Sanders, who was at 7 at the time. 21% dropped in November to 10%. December dropped to 9%. January dropped to 7%. And now in February, 5%. It's over. With a number like that, it looks like you can put a fork in that one. Klobuchar, nationally, no great shakes. She wasn't even getting 1% until she first got 1% in October. Then 1% in November, 1% in December, 2% in January, and then dropped back to 1% in February with the Quinnipiac National Poll. I like that. I don't want Klobuchar in there. Buttigieg, he has nationally been at 1%, 2% in October, 6% in November. And he's at 9% nationally right now. Bloomberg, on the other hand, is doubling his score every month. Anyway, we'll get into this tomorrow. We'll be talking a lot of numbers tomorrow because, of course, we'll have the results of the Demon Rat Dumpster Fire primary. We'll see you all tomorrow night. Thanks for being with us. So long.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.